happens, you'll be curious. Trump guy was on last night and said it's a terrible thing that Buckley seemed to think it was funny when he was at the press, and meeting with the press, and then he had a smile on his face, and they got completely caught up in it.
Are they even
serious? Oh, hell yes. Even the Justice Department did. The Justice Department announced that they probably were going to have to investigate it. And always the they played it the hell out of us, you know, the cover, top secret war papers or something, they were top secret across the front, top secret down at the bottom, and everything else. They had a big thing out of it. And, you know, Buckley shrugged and said, well, it was a perfectly valid thing to assume that they have nuclear weapons. One must assume that they have some plan for using them. But it wasn't made to begin with, not the intent of the hell, it was supposed to see who was
yeah.
He planned it. It's his idea.
But the point that I made is that Buckley's doing exactly the right thing with these bastards. He's supposed to use his fooling. You know, he'll laugh in there. They're obstacles and all that bullshit. The crocodile is dying.
Oh, yeah, because they were taken in by the host. See, they believed that all these, that this was. They were going to say, oh, very common, terrible thing that these people were planning to do this and all that stuff. But now what are they doing? Attacking Buckley. So now they're attacking Buckley.
Yeah.
Rachel did my greatest question. I'm very grateful what they're able to do now that they just played some stuff about shutting it off. Well, that's the point. That's part of what he was after, is to drop your story like this. And
I just think it's great.
Push it out.
I feel like it. Even the postal brand has kind of faded, so that's where I stand.
Yeah. Other than that,
too.
Lockheed's love came out pretty well. I mean, Proxmire moved the table, lost, so I just think they're going to get it through the Senate. And they made a deal on it, too. We'll speed up the debate on the campaign reform thing itself. Get the Lockheed vote through before the recess. And the campaign reform thing, we our people behind the scenes have done apparently. They feel here an outstanding job and come up with what we want in both versions so we can take whatever comes out and be happy with it. They'll really give it in how it comes out.
Yeah.
Sure. And Henry's doing his congressional Senate and House guys today. McGregor is interesting. He did went to the Divine group deal last night, their regular meeting. He was invited. He and somebody else from here. And he said that they're very, he said it was one of the most positive meeting he's ever been to of that group. And that 11 of them, during the course of the evening, spoke out strongly in favor of the president's trip to China. President of China initiative. Four, he spoke out against it. One of them, however, was Crane, who he rated as against, but actually Crane has committed in favor. And has approved of the one Crane.
Crane has.
Well, the reason he figured him against was a misreading what Crane said, because the only thing Crane said was somebody was saying that the president faced a pressing national security crisis to protect the lives in China. And Crane said that isn't the problem. The problem is are other people taking national security measures to protect their own lives when they go to Taiwan. He was more or less kidding. He was partially true, and he was making the point that our people are going to be mad at us the Taiwanese, not the Chinese. But regardless of that,
well,
McGregor's point is that their back group was a surprise group to be as apparently favorable as they were.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardcore of the House Conservatives. Didn't miss the court. He was there. He was talking again about the best thing, but both Power and Buckley had considerable things to begin to make. Clear to us that their public position has only meant to hold their constituency. And all that they are with you.
Well, these guys, after their initial reaction,
Jeff and Henry tell you last night that, he talked about Kat, who is also invited on that
Tokyo trip.
And Henry encouraged him to go, and they called me and said, should I have him? And I said, hell yes. If the five Democrats are going to go, we might as well go with all the people. If anybody goes on, if you can.
I'd like to have that.
Much better than
that or Mansfield. Or we don't give a goddamn about that, you see. It doesn't make any difference about jackasses.
What happened was that was a Japanese invitation for a meeting that they suggested they make a three-way meeting with Japan, China, and America, legislative groups or something, that was turned down, so now they're seeking to do two bilateral meetings, one with Japan and one with China. I would think that would be a good thing for Tap to do anyway, for visibility for himself.
Well, I'm going to tell you that it's, so forth. What are you?
We've got all, they're getting the stuff. stuff here. So that John's pushing on that, we're gonna have to get the concerned parties together next week, and because we're getting starting to drive feet again, business where the FBI won't give any information to the Defense Department. On over the whole state of the case. It's still, he's still staying in the news. We've got to, I don't know how you get the Democrats back at the debate. That's what we've got to figure out. So, Dean Russ did not even have the answer to the person that was his boss.
Somebody on it,
and got a lot of attention.
Like, that there's somebody probably got the Democratic candidate for Brian or somebody.
I'm sure he did. They had a meeting one.
They had a meeting and said, look, for Christ's sake, don't argue about these papers or anything else. Don't you think so?
Sure. And Paul Ryan did, because he, I'm sure he did. And that makes all kinds of good sense. On the other hand, they, if we can just get some attacks going, they compulsively have to respond to them. And maybe I need to start just tearing Hubert apart on
it. Hubert?
Not because you care about tearing Hubert apart, but because he's the one that you can get focus on.
Yeah,
he'll battle. Except the wishy-washiness, and
that way it's going to be very bad.
It already is, I think. So.
The youth thing turned out about as I thought. Nobody agreed in charge of it, Bob.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was understood that
I have this young kid that he's got, he's fine. I'm God of Christ. You can't put a kid like that in charge and say, look, run off with this thing. Nobody's in charge of it. Nobody's following up through a beautiful paper. Now they got a guy over there with an office, sort of like Don Bell we have, or something like that.
Well, he's not a new
people. What I mean, the same kind of operation, there's just no ability to, I mean, this requires a command.
Well,
I've organized.
That was what they were bringing this Ken Ritz in for, right? Who was the guy that ran the youth thing at Bronx, but Chuck says that to you. So, and mentioned that last thing, and if we can solve this problem, then we'll pull him out of it. Pull him out of it.
And you have heard of the government using something that asked for the error.
No. Just speeches for him. I don't know what the hell he says. But a speech is not getting any. No, he isn't going to. He's pushing himself. And there becomes a real danger when he sees he isn't getting attention. He's going to, if he decides to do it either consciously or unconsciously, he's going to start doing things that will get attention, and those will not be helpful. And where he has got attention is where he gets off the line somewhere, not intentionally, but accidentally gets.
I guess the best thing we can do is just divide into what would California or Mexico be the best if you do it. I do think he ought to do what's best for him.
He ought to get out of here. He ought to get out of the frustrating role of nothing that he's in. He should not take a management job on it. He should take something that gives him some stature.
But I mean, if he wants to be in politics, how about sending him to Mexico and then pulling him out of there? Say he can come out for 2 months of the campaign and make speeches. Take Mexico for a year.
There's nothing that prohibits an ambassador from making speeches.
No, well, where was on?
Oh, I see that was on.
Hell yeah.
That's why who the hell is going to be a little bit of a blip? Why do we have to resign in such a short time?
Ain't every year. If you did it right away, it wouldn't be bad. Sure should not be spending much less than a year there, though.
Oh, I mean, I'll have to set up a primary period.
Has he be good in the campaign?
Yeah.
He could be, say, he could be, I mean, come in and be traveled with us.
to be with you enough to make the time.
Do you sense my saying, my saying concern about the decision, basically, that is the, on papers and the rest?
Yeah.
The papers will not be an issue if there is going to be, if we talk about you in China and Great, and in the Great Wars being over, and they can fit fine what we wanted. Huh?
Yes. I absolutely, and I think that's, we gotta really be careful, or we're gonna get right back where we were and where we lost both crime and peace in 70.
So we did.
Because everybody just joined us. All of a sudden, they went away. Well, just treating the same tactic as what we've done to them on the environment. They've lost the environment. It's an issue. We don't believe in it, but nobody knows we don't. They don't believe in peace or crime either,
that's a very good analogy.
But they killed the issue on us just by putting on their American flags for a couple months. They really are. And they spot them on. Melted the whole thing right out of bunkers. Somehow we've got to not let them do it.
Maybe you could get on this business with the out of your PR people. I think the difficulty here again is maybe proliferation. But I think you've got to say, how do we take the China thing and relate it back to other acts of leadership and forward to what we're doing? In other words, to build it as the leadership is our thing in the leadership field. Don't you think you need a plan on the bottom? Or if you've got all your other, all your things on the poles and so forth, you practically throw a lot of that away now. But you really come down to it. So you get the courage, boldness, experience, depth, and so forth, and so on, and so on.
Well, I was looking at the poll yesterday, in terms of China, because they're doing exactly what you're talking about, to see where that's fascinating. It is. The China move fits all of the weaknesses in a thing, where it's the world statesman or world leadership thing, the U.S. prestige abroad, which has declined, people thought it declined. I bet if you ask that question now, they say it's soared up, or if you give them a couple of weeks. After the trip, it'll go up another day. But it'll go up, I think it'll go up a chunk now because the report of the foreign press is so strong.
And I said, be sure if I could say, get out that report, what they say abroad about it.
Yeah.
What they're saying at home about it. I want a really spectacular piece out on that. 50,000 feet. Now, if you do that, spend $100,000 on it if necessary. Get that gold linen on it or some bright ball. Can you do that? Kind of sapphire and it isn't to be worth a shit. I just don't know why. What is the reason for that? I don't know how to pick it up. Anyway.
Leonard is the right guy for you. He's the one that got the feel for the Daily News headlines type stuff.
Yeah, that's what you're asking for. Go ahead. You see, you compare to the prestige, right? But also the courage, the boldness, and strength, pride, and strength.
Those are all the things. And interesting, you're getting a bite, though, even those who think that go the other way. This, what they're saying, the general play is that Nixon is the only man who's strong enough to be able to stand up to the Chinese. In other words, you're getting the strength thing not because you're doing the China trip, but as reassurance that you are the right one to do the China trip.
Yeah. True.
And people want it to be right. You've got it. There's really, I think, the thing you've got going now that you haven't had on anything you've done. Except the war. You had it on the war. But you lost it, you get it, and then you lose it. In other words, you got it on November 3rd, everybody swung with you because they wanted you to be right. And you sounded like you were sure what you were doing.
Cambodia.
Then Cambodia kind of, in some ways enforced, in some ways hurt that. But Laos knocked it out altogether.
Yeah.
And knocked a big chunk out of it.
Yeah.
But then
you have a prestige.
But on other things, on domestic stuff, nobody's wanted you to be right on anything. Take all your domestic initiatives, this is almost inevitable, I guess, that you go in with your biggest one is welfare reform. Nobody wants you to be right on it. The right wing is against you because they don't want to put people on the welfare rolls. The left wing is against you. They don't want you to be right on you're not doing enough. And the middle doesn't really care. But your friends and I, we both want you to be right.
You've got to come down to it again and say, revenue sharing.
Nobody cares about revenue sharing.
Who except a few mayors and governors?
That's not true. Nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares about it.
If you ask them directly, people are in favor of revenue sharing. But if you ask them if they care about revenue sharing, they would, if you ask them to define revenue sharing, you wouldn't find 20% of them do it.
The old folks sure the hell an issue with them.
Oh, it's a special interest issue.
I think we make the number of revenue sharing. It's awful hard for a person. I'm gonna have to tell John that I get connected to welfare.
Well, dumping welfare, it seems to me, would be a hell of a good move.
Well, we don't want to, we just want to get it dumped so that it gets out of the way and then come back next year with a pile of revenue.
I think that you would get some, but you gotta, the best way to do that would be to get a bad bill and veto it so that it is a positive act on your part of dumping it.
Now, the way I think we can do it is that they will screw it up and not pass it this session. And I get more advocated next session also because it's been true this round and round and round. So I'm going to advocate a different kind of bill, which means we'll have a test program, pilot program. Okay. That I've done. But anyway, let's see what happens.
Don't get much credit for dumping it that way. But the people who are against it.
No ratings for part of the program.
Yeah.
Everybody for part of this, say, let's try it first and see whether or not that thing will work.
If you do that, could you ally with Reagan and go hand in hand with him on a thing or something like that?
I would do it and endorse that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, hell yes. We have everybody running around endorsing it. I know that, that's all there is to it. I'm just not sure enough of it before. And I think Reagan,
you can make some mileage out of it, I think. Our other big problem, and it's one where I don't know how you can do it, but maybe there's a way for you to do something dramatic, is the busing thing. And just, that's a minus, that somehow a lot of you will be turned into a plus. It's a minus right now.
Yeah.
Because the court is viewed as your court, even though it's not.
Yeah.
But your people on the court went with it.
Yeah.
And it's there's nobody in favor of busing, black, white, or purple, except the do-gooders.
Well, why don't you ask somebody to see if they can come up with a legislative test? Perfect, let's crowd out some sort of a legislative proposal, or, you know, or something. Constitutional legislative or something else. I just said you've got to be against the goddamn thing. I'm against it. And,
well, you said you're against it. Well, that's where your credibility problem comes up. You say you're against busing, and yet your court orders it. And they have the DCW department not enforcing it.
They can read the cases very carefully and see what in the hell we can do. Maybe we can put out some sort of an order. Very strict your limits and all that. What they do. Do it more obviously.
Well, the really obvious thing would be for you to come back with a constitution. If the court has said this, for you to come back with a constitutional amendment, with legislation and an amendment, you'd at least look like you were trying to fight the thing. Then all the black leaders,
Yeah, they would.
Black leaders would, but the black people, if you look at any of the local poll types,
tell them to look at the table of the constitutional amendment. I don't think it'll work, but let's try it.
Bryce is curious on his argument that you ought to take the opposite side of that. And
before it?
Not before it, but say, in effect, make it as bad as you can in order to screw it up badly. In other words, say that you're opposed to busing, you've always been opposed to busing. Of course, what are you doing? But I just can't see how you, everybody's about, I don't see what you win by that.
All that does, all to make the sound feel well, please, sir.
But it won't help the sergeant, because you're still busting the damn sound. And what they're concerned about is the busting more than they are doing the noise.
Sure are.